Hi, this is John, and we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All your answers are confidential. When thinking about a direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you for your opinion. Just wanted to make sure, sir. Dissatisfied. And would you say when it comes to dissatisfied, very dissatisfied or somewhat? Just to make sure.
What was that question?
Just to make sure, you said that you're dissatisfied. I was just asking you just to make sure if it will be very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied.
No, I didn't say I was dissatisfied. I said I was satisfied.
Satisfied. Oh, okay. And when you said very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied, yes.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you for your opinion, for making sure, sir. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you, but you may use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one, the first issue on the list is healthcare. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this on your opinion on this scale on how important is the healthcare in this case to you? Okay, thank you, sir, for your opinion. The next one is for voting rights.
Ten.
Using the same. Oh, okay, then. Thank you for your opinion, sir. The next one is for reproductive freedom.
Maybe an eight.
Eight. Okay, thank you, sir, for making sure and your opinion. The next one on the list, it says job and wages.
10.
10. Okay. Thank you for your opinion, sir. The next one on the list is student loan debt.
10.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is for crime and violence.
10.
Thank you. The next one on the list is inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Okay, perfect. And next one is immigration.
Maybe a five.
A five. Okay, thank you. A five. And next one on the list is democracy.
10.
10. Okay. 10. Thank you. And next one is for K-12 education.
10.
Thank you, sir, for your opinion. We appreciate that. The next one on the list, sir, it says racism and discrimination.
10.
A 10? Okay, sir, thank you. The next one is for criminal justice reform.
10.
10. Okay, thank you. The next one is for abortion rights.
Maybe an 8.
An 8? Okay, sir. Thank you for your opinion. We appreciate that. The next one on the list is climate change.
10.
A 10. Okay. Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off. And sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that, okay, 10, extremely likely. Okay, perfect, sir. Just wanted to ask you that. And also the next question is, in this case, what is your race?
Black.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And are you registered to vote or, like, like many people, are you not registered in this case, sir?
Not registered for AIR since 1972.
Yes.
I am registered.
Yes. Awesome, sir. Thank you for your opinion. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And what is the year of your birth?
1954.
Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have complete or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
High school. Okay, perfect, sir. I appreciate it. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 0 means that your vote has no power at all?
10.
Uh-huh. 10, okay. 10. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, sir. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community. Now, you may use any number between the scale of 0 to 10, sir.
We have the power, we just don't do it.
If you were to say a number, but, oh, okay, perfect, sir. Just wanted to make sure. And can you please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that as well, okay?
Right.
The first one, thank you, sir. The first one is for John Ossoff.
10.
Okay, sir, thank you. The next person on the list is for Tim Walls.
10.
Thank you, sir. The next one is for Andre Dickens.
10.
Thank you. The next one is for Raphael Warnock.
10.
10. Thank you. The next one is for Brad Raffensperger.
0.
0. Okay. Thank you. The next one on the list, sir, is for Brian Kemp.
0.
Thank you. The next one is for J.D. Vance.
0.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your opinion. We're almost done. And I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you say Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West?
About Kamala Harris.
Stein, Kamala Harris. Okay. Thank you for your opinion, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate, or undecided at the moment?
Democratic.
Democratic. Okay. Thank you, sir, for your opinion. We appreciate it. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? You said Joe Biden.
Biden.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better, sir?
My life is about the same or better. I don't have no problem.
Much better? Okay.
It's better.
Perfect, sir. Not a problem, sir. Better. Thank you for your opinion. And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference? A small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
A big difference? Okay, sir. Thank you. And below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where the 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. And a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is for COVID-19 recovery from 0 to 10. How will you rate this this event?
A 10.
Okay, 10. Okay, sir, thank you for your opinion. The next one is for your local, in this case, your local mayor.
I don't live in a city with a mayor.
Oh, okay. Not a problem, sir. Thank you for letting us know that. The next one is for Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
This is okay. Ken, you said they could have made a difference, right?
Yeah, this in this case is a list of people, let's say, but sometimes not people, it's also events that, let's say, that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. And after each event or people, what we pretty much want from you to let us know in this case, sir, is that if you believe that if that event or if that person in this case prevented the progress that we should have by now, or if it certainly did not prevent progress.
Zero.
Oh, okay.
Zero.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And the next one is for black voters.
Five.
Okay, sir, thank you. The next one on the list, it says for Vice President Harris.
She had no choice. She had no choice. Zero.
Okay, for Vice President Harris, not a problem. And then
you go to work. How many more questions you got?
We're almost done, sir. And I wanted to ask you as well for Democrats and the Georgia General Assembly.
Zero.
Zero. Okay, understood. Thank you for your opinion, sir. Before we finish, because we almost done, just wanted to read to you, in this case, a list of some policies and developments and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. The first one on the list of the policies and developments in the statements, it says, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8th Georgia School, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. Using a scale from 0 to 10, meaning that this statement or policy will make you strongly to vote, 5 not sure, and 0, okay, then. Thank you, sir. The next one, it says that because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This 10?
10.
Oh, sorry? Oh, okay.
10.
And, all right, we're almost done, sir. I just need to read the last three statements to you just for quality verification, so I cannot just skip them. but I'm going to read it to you, you know, because I know that you probably have to go, and I appreciate your time. It says, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced, in this case, a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 50 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant. Okay, not a problem. And the next one, it says, because we protested together, this administration has banned knock warrants and chuck holes and mandated body cameras for officers when state prosecutors fail. Federal hate crime laws were... Okay. Next one, it says, the black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While this, while there is still much work to be done, patience with each other in this case is essential as we continue the path of future progress.
10.
8-10. Okay, sir. And thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some questions again, just so some people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. And no matter how you frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Meaning then that your vote has a lot of power. Zero means that your vote has no power at all. Okay. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community, using the same scale from 0 to 10?
10.
10? Okay. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up and that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10?
How many more questions do I have? I have 15 minutes, man.
All right. It won't take long. We're about to finish right now, sir. It's just like a few questions.
Are you in a rush? Hurry up.
Sorry? All right, not a problem. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual, straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Thank you, sir. Are you married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Single,
thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent, sir?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic,
okay, sir. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time?
Retired.
Retire? Okay, sir. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, not the specific amount.
$50,000.
Okay. Thank you, sir. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.